Is your heart full of evil? Check your heart often. First, a referral to Scripture, Mark chapter 7, verses 20 and 21. And he was saying, "That which proceeds out of the man, that which is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries." Now, Jesus always looked past outward actions and judged the heart of motives behind the actions. Here, Jesus declares the heart is the place where we must look for evil. In our heart, we store the motives for our actions. Our motives are the stimulus, influence, cause, desires, incentives, or inner urge that sets us in motion and prompts us to act. Our emotions are the fuel that drives our behavior. Our motives are born out of our emotions, values, sense of identity, and self-worth. We can trace the impact of negative emotions on our behavior back to the Garden of Eden. Following Satan's suggestion, Adam and Eve questioned God and His Word. Their question produced thoughts and emotions of distrust, envy, lust, pleasure, and desire. Out of their hearts came the life-changing act of rebellion and disobedience. As Christians, it is imperative that we examine our hearts daily, as our hearts are the storeroom for our motives and the incubator for our actions. What negative emotions are you carrying around in your heart? Child of God, are you walking around in fear, hurt, anger, resentment, disappointment, hopelessness, envy, jealousy, or pride? Left unchecked, these negative emotions will motivate you to rebel and disobey God, to retaliate and attempt to get even with others, to act out selfishness, envy, and jealousy, and to walk in pride and arrogance. I encourage you to ask God to show you what you've been storing in your heart. If you are carrying anger, fear, envy, resentment, unforgiveness, then ask God to give you a new, clean, and pure heart. Ask Him to fill your heart with His love. Let His love for you and yours for Him be the only reason, influence, or motive for all you do and say. Lord, thank you for your love and grace. Holy Spirit, prune and purge me and wash away all traces of evil from my heart. Give me a new, clean, and pure heart that longs for God and His ways. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.